nature's super survival food.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
We know what it says in Hosea 4:6, where people are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge. There's no question about it. Let's bring about the correlation between the spiritual and the natural really quick, because I want to talk about the media today and their lies. Thomas Jefferson said, rightly, that if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Let me say that again in youth talk. If you expect to be stuck on stupid and remain free, you expect what never was and never will be. It's that simple.
Implying that freedom takes responsibility.
For the most part, what I do is I ask people when I do high school assemblies is, what's the difference between a democracy and a republic? Are we a democracy or a republic? And most people will say we're a democracy. 8 times out of 10, folks, that's exactly what people respond with, because they hear the president say that we're a democracy. They hear their media report that we're a democracy. And what I do is I just take them to the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll say, so say your Pledge of Allegiance if you can, and I'll say it for you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. Notice the word stands. One nation under God. Notice the word under God, indivisible. That means you cannot separate us, this union, the United States of America, with liberty and justice for all. But if you're an uneducated individual and you thought that we were a democracy, let me spell it out here for you. This is how you would say your Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want, and to the democracy for which it falls, one nation under a dictatorship, hello, with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. Let me tell you what James Madison, the father of our Constitution, rightly said. He said, democracy is the most vile form of government. But let me ask you again, America, what are you told that we are on a 24/7 basis by not only the president? Boy, I bet the last 6 to 8 presidents have said that we're a democracy continuously, telling it over and over and over again until they believe it.
That's what they would like us to do.
Democracy, said James Madison, the father of our Constitution, is the most vile form of government. He said, democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence. Hello? And contention. Okay. We see it all over the place. have ever been found incompatible with personal security or personal rights of property? What do you call that when the judges want to come in and take your property and sell it for the good of the people besides communism? Isn't that called eminent domain? James Madison goes on and says, and have in general about a democracy been as short in their lives as they have in their violent deaths. So what's the difference between a democracy and a republic? Who's the standard? You as a democracy or God as a republic? An empire of laws, as John Adams rightly said. The difference is you are not the law, neither is the majority, the 51%. We're based off of laws, the Mosaic Institution that God gave, that cannot be changed regardless if 99% of a democracy want in favor of law. It doesn't work that way. We're fixed on a standard. God gave his laws, and we are a republican form of government. We have a republican, we have a constitutional republic. It's that simple. A republic is based off of laws, laws which cannot be changed. As a republic, you have rights given to you by God. As a democracy, you have been given privileges by the state. Do you see the difference? Here comes President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, when he said, the Bible is what our republic rests upon. He's exactly right. And Jesus said that the wise man will build his house upon the rock. But again, if the media can convince you that we are a democracy, always remember what Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said. Forget this not. Democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. You want to say that again? Democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors.
And what's even more tragic is when the editors fall in line with government. Because there he's saying that the press will keep the government upright.
Who are they working for?
So now you have an issue beyond even what Ralph Waldo Emerson brought up, is that the government isn't tempered by the media. The media is actually going along with the government in the form of democracy.
Same puppet master.
Let me read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. It's right there in the document. Our founding document, our banner. Everybody, if you're going to be free, you have to unite under one banner. Which, going back to the Judeo-Christian God.
Amen.
One, when you start to get into democracy, then you're ruled by thousands and thousands of opinions, which is why it will be destroyed and why it's violent, because everyone has their own opinion. It's not an issue of our opinion. It's not even an issue if we agree with the law. The law is the law.
It doesn't change.
You can't change it. And so when we come back to our foundation of republican form of government, which is written in Article 4, Section 4, folks, don't be ignorant because you won't remain free. As I said earlier when you were talking, free implies, this quote by Thomas Jefferson implies that freedom doesn't just happen. It implies that you have to take responsibility and remain responsible. Ignorance is a state of irresponsibility.
Yeah.
I'm not applying knowledge to myself. But a man who's wise has applied knowledge to himself, therefore he is responsible.
Well, and
we have the light in America.
And like what we say across the country, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights.
That's right.
And really what it comes back to is they'll do whatever you allow them to get away with.
That's right.
And we're talking about the media today. So, folks, remember what Mark Twain said, too, before we take this break. A person that doesn't read the newspaper is uninformed. A person that does read the newspaper is misinformed. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come back with the big news.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com. The nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. About what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
Hardcore Christianity.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body, and healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And then what we talked about yesterday, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We talked about how, do you remember how the media pushed Britney Spears and Madonna kissing on MTV? Mm-hmm. And they thought it was really cute?
Yeah. Fun.
You know, what did that founder, by the way, the founder of MTV said of your 14-year-old kids, what was that quote again, Jake?
He said that. MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them.
Oh, so he's usurping parental authority by indoctrinating your kids.
That's right.
While parents allow him to take claim and authority that he is their new daddy.
Yep.
Hmm.
And he'll take it.
So, aside of that, I said, isn't it interesting how the media will push an illegal agenda called gay marriage, but the media just happened to overlook the 4,176 American boys and girls that were killed in Iraq? I mean, don't pay attention to those caskets when you're on vacation, America, of our boys that are paying the ultimate price fighting and upholding the Constitution, and by the way, ratifying it with their blood so we have liberty here. Don't pay no attention to that. Just listen to what the lying media promulgates on a daily basis. Don't forget about the girl that's a widow and she's 22 years old because she just lost her husband, fighting to uphold and to magnify the Constitution of the United States. And just do your best to forget about little Christian, a little 8-year-old boy who receives his daddy's flag after his father was killed in Iraq. Just go ahead and listen to what the lying media says when they take Britney Spears and Madonna and put her on the front page of the Irish Examiner, Jamaica Observer, Slate, The Scotsman, Sioux City Journal, Rocky Mountain News, USA Today, Japan Today, and that's just a couple handfuls. As they're putting that on the front page of the paper to demoralize you because they want to please their puppet master. For example, on May 1st, 2004 in Washington, D.C., 20,000 people protested gay marriage, this illegal agenda that Britney and Madonna were pushing. Never has been in the history of mankind. There were over 300 homosexuals holding up signs stating, "Go home, bigots." The media, ABC, CBS, and the Associated Press twisted the truth and told the public that the 300 homosexuals holding up the sign saying, go home, bigots, were the majority, and made the 20,000 protesters out to be the minority, totally turning the event to be against the bigots instead of against gay marriage. Interesting. Or let's talk about the topic of abortion. Isn't it interesting how the media ignores the wishes of the people that are standing upon the rock of their republic? The media will go to three people that are for pro-choice. It's okay to kill your baby in the womb. By the way, at the turn of the century, folks, you'd go to prison for 99 years if you had aborted a baby. But what the media does is they ignore the mass protesters. By the way, Protestant has meaning too for all you churchgoers out there. Protestants, Protestants, Christians. You want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present, right? The media ignores the masses of the protesters. And they go to the 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 sympathizers for the murderer that kills the baby. It's free choice, man. It's pro. You know, we're pro-choice. You're anti-abortion. Yeah, you better bet your bottom dollar we're anti-abortion. We're anti-crime. We're anti-murder. We're pro-life. Folks, when people put that anti on you, let them put that anti on you, but get off the defensive and get on the offensive. They're breaking the law. You have the law on your side. Hello. Folks, did you know, speaking of the topic of abortion, did you know that it's illegal to tamper with an eagle's egg? It's called the Bald Eagle Protection Act. 16 U.S.C. 668-668-D. Folks, by the way, this is communism. This is sick. This is a sick, sick mentality. If you break any part of this act by violating these eagles, their nests, or their eggs, you will face the criminal penalty of $5,000 fine, 1 year imprisonment, or both. But feel free to go ahead and go to a doctor to have him kill your baby. Just do your best, America, to overlook the 3,700 babies a day that are aborted in this country. And for all you pro-choicers, it's a good thing that Mama, are you with me already? It's a good thing Mama spared you, huh? It's a good thing Mama was pro-life, yeah? It's a good thing your mom obeyed the laws of God when he said, thou shalt not kill, yeah? See, because his laws were given to preserve life, not to take it. But if you're a criminal, then those laws will take its course. It will take vengeance upon your sin before him. And we as a people are to obey that and execute the laws of the land, which are in the books. Did you know, speaking of the topic of abortion, that it's illegal to kill whales? Title I, Conservation and Protection of Marine Mammals, Moratorium and Exceptions, 16 U.S.C. 1371. This is a sick, sick, sick mentality. You can't harass, you can't hunt, capture, or kill, or attempt to harass, hunt, capture, or kill any marine mammal. But these are the same people that advocate the murder of a human being in the womb of a mother. But again, folks, just overlook the 3,700 babies that are being aborted in your country. And folks, there's people out there that have the audacity to say that I'm extreme. You know what? I am extreme. I love my country, just like the veterans did, just like the Son of God did and does. Speaking of the topic of abortion, did you know that it's illegal to pick flowers? Minnesota Statute 2003, Table of Chapters, Table of Contents for Chapter 8585.20. Any person within the limits of any state park, state monument, state recreation area, state wayside, or area of state land reserved for sale as provided by laws 1923, who shall willfully violate this law by picking a flower or fail to comply with any rule of the commissioner adopted and promulgated in accordance with the provision of laws 1923, chapter 430, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. But folks, it's okay to kill the baby in the womb. These people that are protecting the environment are the very ones that are advocating the murder of babies. And what is their argument all the time? We need to protect. We need to protect. We need to protect. Protect what? Everything but life? But again, over 3,700 babies a day are aborted in this country. Folks, did you know that when we were on tour a couple years back, there's an organization out there called PETA, and by the way, they are protesting Kentucky Fried Chicken for their cruelty to chickens. I seen a picture of Richard Pryor up on a billboard.
Good guy.
Join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. But folks, don't worry about the 3,700 babies that are being aborted in this country every day. And these are the people that are in this administration, by the way. It's interesting that, do you guys remember the famous picture of Samuel Alexander? He was a baby that stuck his arm outside of the womb and grabbed the doctor's finger. Did you know that the doctor that, or the individual that took that picture was harassed and harassed and harassed for taking that picture and making it to the public, so the public could actually see the picture of life. The baby in the womb grabbing the doctor's finger saying, I want to live.
Yep.
You know, it's a good thing his daddy picked life. As a matter of fact, little Samuel Alexander today, he likes to hunt down frogs. And he's just a little cutie. And I praise God his mom stood in the gap and his dad stood in the gap. And the doctor stood in the gap. And America stood in the gap to protect and preserve life. And I praise God they did the same thing for me. Aren't you, America? Aren't you thankful? But let me ask you something, folks. What does the media promulgate 24/7? A social, communistic agenda. Folks, it's anti-American. And let me say this. It is illegal in this country. I want to ask you a question. Why is it taking place every day in this country, America? 303 million people are letting a small minority get away with murder. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Folks, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to come back on the topic of abortion, and then we're going to kind of fleece other things in process, Joan.
I'm looking forward to it.
Be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash. rash, powerful enough for bed sores and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with
Do you
Dermatol.
Owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake on the Sons of Liberty. Folks, last time I'm throwing it out there, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about the topic of abortion and the lying media promulgating illegal agendas in this country. In the state of Minnesota, there was a girl named Nicole Beecroft who took her baby from the womb. She had the baby in a laundromat, and she actually stabbed the baby 135 times once the baby was born. She was a student at Tartan High School. And by the way, when she stabbed the baby, it was a little baby girl. And it's interesting that the authorities had said of Nicole Beecroft that that's all she had to do is take the baby to the hospital and give it up for adoption. But what's interesting about that and the hypocrisy of all that, folks, is that in a lot of the hospitals that she could have took that baby to give up for adoption have abortion clinics. It's interesting that the doctor would get paid to do exactly what Nicole Beecroft did, but yet she got life imprisonment. Where does hypocrisy come into play where people see this writing all over the wall? It's not hard to see.
No.
And the other question I have for you is, who taught her to fornicate before marriage? Who taught her to commit adultery? Who taught her to have sex before marriage? Who allowed her to be taught to have sex before marriage? It's interesting that where there is darkness, folks, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime like Nicole did, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. In other words, wisdom is justified by her children. Who taught her to have sex before marriage, number one? Number two, who taught her that it's okay to kill that baby once it's born. It's the same people that advocated the crime that threw her in jail. Because the bureaucracy didn't make any money in the process.
Yep, yep.
Do you understand?
It's too late.
It doesn't get any easier or more clear than that, folks.
Yeah. You know what? That's the point. That's a great point. At the end, she killed her baby for free. It cost her life. I'm just saying there's no money involved in that. So what they say is, well, if we would have killed your baby and we would have got paid for it, it's okay. But because of the fact that you went and did it, it's not okay. In other words, it's okay for us to commit crimes. So when I say us, I mean that's what a permit is. It's permission to break the law. It's okay for us to do it. When I speak of us, I mean the regulators. But it's not okay for you to do it.
And obviously, we're advocating life. We're advocating the execution of the laws to preserve life, folks. Not advocating to kill the baby or promulgate abortion like it's a good thing, like the media is promulgating 24/7 in this country, like it's okay to just abort 55 million babies since 1973.
Yeah. Because, and of course, this reminds me of a guy who brought up a point.
It reminds me of an appeaser. No, it really does.
The one who wants to feed the crocodile?
One that sits in debates over is it a human or is it not a human?
Give me a break.
You're an appeaser.
Yeah.
You are clearly an appeaser. And when I say that, you have to think about it. If you have submitted yourself to a system that says it's okay to kill the most innocent baby, the most innocent human in the womb, what have you submitted yourself to, America?
That's right.
Just think about that. Just hang on a second, Jay.
Yeah.
Remember Mother Teresa? She was Catholic. I'm not Catholic. But she did a lot of good stuff, didn't she, that Catholic woman? Meaning universal.
Yep. She obeyed the words of Christ. Do unto others, you'd have them do unto you.
She said any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use any violence to get what it wants.
That's right.
Let me say it again. Any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use any violence to get what it wants. Remember when I just said where there is darkness, crimes will be committed, America? The guilty is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Would you want the blood of 55 million babies on your hands when you stand before God on Judgment Day? Because there is actually people in the United States called reporters and propagandists that are promulgating abortion. Like it's okay. Yep. They're appeasers. They're submitting themselves to a people that are okay with killing the most innocent life in the womb. And they're advocates for it. What must their end be? Here, let me tell you. This is what an appeaser is. I said it to you yesterday. I'll say it to you again. An appeaser, if I can go over to my brother Winston Churchill. I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. It matters not. An appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile, just like these reporters are, hoping it will eat him last. You know, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It also says in the book of Galatians 5 and 6, he who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. What side of the fence do you want to be on when you're standing before God, folks? Simple question. Talking about media, what they promulgate, who they call guilty, and who they call innocent is a scary thought.
Yes, it is. You know what? If these older generation, let's say in 1973 when people stood by, because this is how perfect God's judgment is, they allowed innocent babies to be killed. On their watch, they allowed it to go through legislation. So because of a child is inconvenient to them, what's going to happen in 2011 when we start talking about federal health care and then we start talking about death panels?
Ooh, isn't that amazing how that catches up?
So now it's inconvenient to have old people. Well, these old people just happened to be young people back in 1973 when they determined that in 1973 that babies were inconvenient. Don't think that God's judgment won't touch you. Oh, it is perfect.
Hey. You know what? That is one thing. If you want to realize a law unto itself,
right,
you just go ahead and try to sow against heaven and see how long that lasts before it falls on your own face. Because, folks, you need to take a look at history because that is a law unto itself. It's spiritual law, and the law is always what?
Yep.
At work.
It's perpetual.
Always.
And here's another great one because so many people use this scripture in the way wrong light. But I want you to understand this revelation. It rains. God sends rain upon the just and the unjust. So with rain and sunshine comes a harvest. So the unjust man doesn't plant just seeds because he's not just.
Yeah, he's a weed in the field of the grass.
So God sends the rain, lets him grow up a little bit. And then what happens? Those weeds are harvested to what? Not to eat, not for fruitfulness, but to be burnt up. And that's exactly what sin does. You can't plant these things, legislators. You can't allow these things, people, and think they're not going to catch up with you because blood does cry out. Look at the Civil War, for example. The parents that had slaves allowed the thievery of adults and children, stealing of children, putting them into involuntary slavery for no justifiable reason. 60 years later, they have a civil war. How many families in the South, because of what they tolerated in slavery, how many families in the South lost their children? How many children were taken from them? How
much blood was shed? Abigail Adams said that to George Washington, as a matter of fact.
It's a perfect judgment. Anytime war is rising up in your gates, it's because there's idolatry present. Well, we're breaking God's laws. And I love that perfection because then when the righteous man stands up for righteousness, God vindicates that man, vindicates the word that we're even speaking today on this radio because it's his word, because he's the one that protects life and liberty. And that's why we're on the vane. And folks, it's one thing to fight against the anvil, but the hammer never wins.
That's right.
You can keep pounding.
The anvil is not afraid of the hammer.
It's not going to move. You keep pounding, you'll destroy the hammer. Get another hammer. Well, this hammer will work.
Yep.
No. The anvil was designed.
And what happened to the other hammer and those wicked guys?
Yep.
They've been cut down like
broke
a bay tree.
Remedy.
Sounds like Psalm 37 to me.
It.
You ever heard that saying, folks, what goes around comes around, since we're on this topic right now? If I take a kernel of wheat and plant it into the soil of the ground, what will it reproduce?
Wheat. Yep.
I can't sow bad seeds into your life or my life and expect good things to come out of it, can
That's
I?
Right.
Just like I can't take an apple seed and plant it into the soil of the ground and expect oranges to bring forth fruition off the branches of that apple seed.
That's right.
That's foolish, right? Mm-hmm. But see, people think they can sow bad seeds and good things are going to come.
Yeah.
And folks, if you look at your life, just look behind you, you're probably reaping something that you did sow.
Yeah.
So again, you can't sow bad seeds into your life and expect good things to come out of it. You just can't do that.
You know, another thing too I was thinking about.
So in other words, let me just finish my point real quick. So in other words, you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get away from that.
It's a perfect law.
I'm wondering if people probably ever heard this analogy before. There's these two duck hunters that went out 2 weeks before the duck hunting season opened. And they knew that they were breaking the law, but they did it anyways. And this is what they brought with them, a brand new truck. They brought with them a little retriever dog, a very faithful retriever, sticks of dynamite, and they also brought a boat with them. And what they did is they thought, well, what we'll do is we'll take a boat, we'll go out into the lake, we'll drop all the decoys, and all the little ducks will descend. And then when the ducks descend, we'll go ahead and shoot at all those ducks and get us a whole bunch of duckies. Again, they were breaking the law. But one thing that they didn't anticipate was the lake was froze over, so what they had to do is they had to blow a hole in the lake so they could put their boat into the water. So the guy has a good idea, goes over to the truck, grabs a stick of dynamite, lights the fuse, throws it as far as he can, lands right in the center of the lake. Bullseye. That's exactly where he wanted it to land. But what he forgot is that he brought his retriever. And what that retriever did, because that dog was so faithful, folks, you all have them, that little retriever went and took the stick of dynamite, put it in his mouth, and guess who he ran back to, folks? He ran back to his faithful owner. And in process, the owner got afraid. He ran over, picked up his shotgun out of his brand new truck, and started to shoot at his dog in fear of his own life because he seen the dog coming back to him. The dog got scared away and ran under the brand new truck. Guess what blew up, folks? The very evidence of his guilt. His little dog and his brand new truck, they were both rightfully charged by the law. Because you reap what you sow, regardless if you like to admit it or not, you have a retriever. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're going to stick to bad media.
The
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. The Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UtopiaSilver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You know what's interesting, folks? Talking about bad media. It's interesting how if you just simply look behind the curtain of what the media is always pushing or promulgating,
yep,
it doesn't take a genius to figure it out.
No, it's held up.
Just read the Bible and the Constitution. Yep. And you'll see who the enemies of your country really are.
That's right, but they prefer you read their articles and their columns, and that's the only way you can stay brainwashed and buy the stuff.
Sure, well, because they're brainwashed, because it's a terrible place when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm not just giving a general cover here. Yeah. I'm just saying, folks, your problem in this country is not the majority. It's the minority. It's the leaving in the lump. It's the foxes that spoil the vines. It's those that are reporting the news. And people, I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you, I'm tired of it.
Yeah. And
I am on a media resource, but I'm calling forth the truth unto judgment so we can have righteousness and peace. Yes. Outside of that, I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the propaganda. I'm tired of the smears. Also, they can just lie their way into something else a little bit, so they can lie themselves into a little bit deeper of a ditch that they put themselves and others with them.
You're talking, and you're also referencing the mainstream media, and what you're doing is you're giving an accurate assessment of their judgment. What do they believe
in? Well, we're talking about bad media.
You just went through. That's right. What do they believe in? If a man can believe in the murder of an unborn child, well, then I'm not going to trust that man. Therefore, I'm not going to read his news columns and believe that they hold some type of a water. You just go right to the standard. You'll also find out in a lot of these media sources is that they hate the Constitution. They don't like the Constitution.
They don't know the Constitution.
And
they think
against
it's 100 years old, Jake. Didn't you hear the last one?
Well, and here's another thing, too, is some of them do know the Constitution and are putting it under fire because they hate the Constitution because it limits what they can do.
True. True that.
They're the worst ones.
I concur.
The misinformed.
Okay, let's go to a different branch of this wicked tree called behind the big news, the Lion Media. Remember September 11th?
Yes.
Remember when tyranny and oppression and terrorism was thrown on the American people? And over the last, I don't know, 10, 11 years now, that's all we've heard is fear, 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 fear,
TSA.
And nothing but fear.
Homeland Security.
Wow, man, that sounds familiar. Do you guys remember the movie Wizard of Oz? Remember the big scary face? And remember Dorothy and the Tin Man and the...
Mr. Lion.
Mr. the Courageous Lion and the Scarecrow. Do you remember those guys? Mm-hmm. And remember the little smart dog, Toto? Mm-hmm. Remember how that face was trying to use fear to put them in submission to his will?
Yeah.
Remember that big scary face on the Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. folks? You remember that? But do you remember the dog got a little nosy and he wouldn't fall for everything that was being thrown on him? And he went back and he pulled that curtain away from that little old man controlling that big, scary face.
That's something. Just a little dumb.
Oh, that's
old
all
dog.
You have to do, America, is believe in who we are and stand up and pull the curtain back.
So,
and confront the little old man that Toto exposed.
Yeah. Just think about that. Toto couldn't talk. He wasn't educated. Wasn't knowledgeable. Just pulled back the curtain.
Since September 11th, our forefathers are under attack. Our Constitution is under attack. Our faith, America, our Christian faith is under attack.
And reading the Constitution in Senate is political the House.
Isn't that interesting?
It's a political tactic.
Why are your forefathers under attack? The radical minds of Thomas Jefferson. Do you know James Madison, the father of your Constitution, said this? Who would know better than he who resisted a tyrant named King George? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Let me tell you what Mr. Abraham Lincoln rightly observed. He said America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. We turned away from our God. Congressman Jim McDermott said, you can do anything you want to people with the use of fear.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the fear gauge? Critical was red, high was orange, medium is yellow, and low was blue. Give up your rights for safety. It shouldn't be called the Patriot Act. I'm talking about bad media pushing the agenda, the Patriot Act. It should be called the UN Patriot Act. Because not one of the 535 members of Congress read the Patriot Act before signing it and also noticed the definition of the name patriotism or patriot. Love of one's country, the passion which aims to serve one's country, protecting its rights, and maintaining its laws. Here comes that guy, Thomas Jefferson, again, man. He's in that mix. We got to discredit those guys.
Yeah.
We got to discredit them, guys.
They were crazy. That was back then.
The whole purpose of government, said Mr. Jefferson, talking about bad media, folks, is to ensure the rights of the people, not take them away. D. James Kennedy wrote to the Washington Post July 8, 2005, the Supreme Court's actions over the last 50 years have led to what our founding forefathers would have seen as a long train of abuses of the Constitution that they wrote. You better bet your bottom dollar. But here comes a modern-day politician, Senator John Glenn. He said Americans just want to, not be concerned if they can be constitutionally justified. What would they know about being constitutionally justified if they'd never read the document? Why, if we had to do that, said John, follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not pass most of the laws we enact around here. So therefore, we have to use the law to push the media to push the lies so our agenda works. See, policy destroys law. Looks like law, smells like law, but it's not law. Winston Churchill comes to my aid again when he said, if you have 10,000 regulations, you destroy all respect for the law. Yes, you do. We're not ruled by policy in this country, folks. We're ruled by law. We have rights, America, not privileges. But let freedom ring. They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither safety nor liberty. Who said that? Oh, that great atheist Ben Franklin. I'll tell you what, he must have understood something about that Bible, because my Bible tells me, to whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed. And he was liberating people, not putting people under bondage. Patriot Act has been what? Pushed back in four states, 353 cities and communities, and a total of 55 million people. I heard from a radio manager not too long ago, I feel safe with the Patriot Act. I feel safe when I go through the TSA and they grope me, my wife, and my children by a bunch of stinking perverts. I feel safe when they do that to me. You have got to be kidding me. Read your Fourth Amendment. Here comes Samuel Adams, the great political agitator. He said in 1772 in the Committees of Correspondence, tell American their rights and how their rights have been violated. That's what I'm doing, because the media will not. Number two, tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. Understand, America, that you have rights, not privileges. And hundreds of thousands of men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution that politicians are desecrating through policy. Number three, Samuel Adams said, get flashes across the colonies. And I want to ask you one question before the end of the show. How many candidates were in the 2000 presidential race, America? How many? Just give me a minute to think. Two, three, most people will say. No. As a matter of fact, there was 19. There's 300,824,640 people. Let me say it again. 303,824,640 people in this country, and you had two to pick from? Who are they? The two they wanted you to pick from.
Yeah.
You pick the next world leader, folks. Maybe I should stick with this tomorrow. I'll give you the answer tomorrow, but I'll give you the questions today. Candidate A associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Do you want him to be your next world leader, A? What about candidate B? Talking about lying media, folks. He was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Do you want him to be your next world leader? And candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has not had any extramarital affairs. He's never cheated on his wife. C's our man. If C can't do it, nobody can. Folks, did you pick candidate A? Because candidate A is Franklin Roosevelt. I'll give you the answers. Candidate B was Winston Churchill. And if you picked candidate C like I did, you have been deceived, and the media is doing their job, because C is none other than yours truly, Mr. Adolf Hitler. You know what Adolf Hitler said? He said, how fortunate for those in power that people never think. But who helped him think? Mm-hmm. The media lies. Mr. Goebbels himself, just like any other dictator, what do they use? And they love them for it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you then.